Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
remembering our favors.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all
and
must
be.
So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
God, love.
We're your neighbor.
And we'll
lend a hand.
Remembering our favor.
That's true too.
You're different.
And I'm different too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want to.
Because
it's a celebration.
God's
love. Muslim love. Muslim love for Christians. Jews. Hebrews. Hindus. Buddhists. And all those who call themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them.
Right.
Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors. And we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. We are your friendly neighbor. Yes, we are your friendly neighbor. Yes, we are your friendly neighbor. Yes, we are your friendly neighbor. And we won't change, no matter how evil the world gets. And we won't change, no matter how mean people get. And we won't change, no matter how cold people get. We know that love can conquer all. We are your friendly neighbor. Yes, we are your friendly neighbor. Yes, we are your friendly neighbor. Yes, we are your friendly neighbor. Because we got the
the love of Muhammad in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Abraham, Ibrahim. Peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets. Guidance, examples for all mankind. That final one, the mercy and blessings to us all. Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we're thankful for our teachers. Most of all, our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. I am Abdul Wali Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Here, I see. I'm hoping I have enough switchboard here to bring him on. But I don't see where. Welcome, join us this morning. I see that our theme song is going off and now we can talk. My apologies, but it seems like somebody has been showing up in the studio today, and I still have this big mountain stuck up here, and all that I'm hitting the sign, the X here. To remove it, it's not going anywhere. So this about two episode sign that they put up is still facing me, staring me in the face and taking up some space that I really need for my switchboard. So I'm going to see if we can inshallah we can work around this today and continue. I've invited quite a few guests. This is a beautiful, beautiful day today. I can't see where our imam has come on yet, but I pray a lot that he will be on soon. Anyway, I'm hoping I can bring him up when he comes on, because this announcement here is just taking up a lot of space that I need, especially to bring on my guests. But I want to see how we can work around that by pushing the screen up and down. But anyway, people, I want to welcome you and thank you for joining us this morning on this day, this lovely, lovely day that we have here. And I know that a lot of you are celebrating today, celebrating your Easter holiday, and I pray that your day will be as bright and sunny as the day is here in Washington, D.C. I am your hostess, Isla Abdullah. And Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the host, will be on soon. We are all the reality of the Creator. That is the name of his show that you're listening to. And we have a beautiful and special message today for you. It's called Just Like Running Water Purifies, Righteous Living Purifies the Believer's Heart. That's beautiful. That's a good thought to think about, huh? Just purify your heart and soul by just living right. Wow, that sounds like a heavy discussion, doesn't it? Well, we will go on to find out what the summer is all about. And then Shabazz at that time, maybe Shabazz will be up here so I can bring him on. I usually can bring him them on via computer, I use it too, but I see I'm not even getting there today. So I'm assuming that's because for some reason something's not going on in the studio. We're not getting to the studio because I can't even bring the studio on my computer today. And I usually am definitely able to bring the studio on, but I will go on with the blessings of being able to be on and see what we can do and how we can work around this. As again, I said the summary is just like running water purifies, righteous living also purifies the believer's heart. Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet sent to humankind, said, righteousness is good morality. Allah the Almighty says in his last book of Revelations, the Quran, that he loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. Also, Allah says he loves those who restrain themselves and do good and control themselves when they are angry. And also, Prophet Muhammad says religion is sincerity. These moral principles are the foundation of Islamic life. Also, Allah says he only accepts good. So Muslims, Allah does not accept your good and your evil deeds. And Allah says in the Quran over and over again that he judges not the wrongdoers. Being a Muslim will not protect you from your wrongdoing. So never think that. Living a righteous life will earn you Allah's protection and help. Evil knows this. So when the Muslims start knowing and obeying Allah's will and the Holy Quran, we will get Allah's help from evil. We will get the help from Allah to change our evil ways and the evil ways of the world. Beautiful, huh? Beautiful part. So you can see we have a beautiful discussion for you today, and I'm trying to see if I can bring Imam Shabazz on. Like I said, I don't know what they have this. I don't seem to have his number showing up here at all. And I don't know whether he's trying to get on or not. I can't get rid of this sign they have blocking the edit my episode type of thing. They won't move it. Let me see here again if I can go back to our switchboard again. And maybe from there we can try it all over again. So that we can see what's going on here. All right, looks like maybe I need to go into this all over again and it might work for me. This is ridiculous. I might have known. I had quite a few guests that I invited on today. And using the mental health, but you know, this is supposed to be preparing for Ramadan, you know, which is not far away. So they say that Shaitan is all messing with us all that he can, because he knows the doors are closed. He can't get into us. Not the righteous and sincere devotees and believers who are celebrating Ramadan. So therefore, he's doing all he can now. And believe me, I've never had anything like this to happen. So I'm trying to see. Oh, I see. Let me step and try this again. I'm trying to see if I can enter the studio all over again. And if I can do that, then if I can get back into the studio, maybe that sign won't be up there. Okay. Now let's see what we got here. Are you still there? Can you hear me? They're not even letting me into the studio today. This is ridiculous. They are only have these announcements up here for today. Now, what I'm thinking is that the studio is probably closed today, but they did not let me know this. And this is totally unfair to me and the show that I broadcast on Sunday. Because usually I can get into the studio. They're not even letting me in here today. This is not fair at all. And I don't know what's going on, except that I definitely am going to report this. Because, yes, I did invite quite a few guests to come on today. I don't know whether you're hearing me even. I'm just here talking because they took me out of the studio and now I can't get back in it. So a lot's the best nor here. A lot is the best nor. So what did we do? He knows all and you can only try. Let me see. I'm going to try this all over again. Assalamu alaikum. We are having technical problems as usual. This will happen. I invited quite a few guests today. Most very excited. But a lot of the best know. We are tried and tested in every way. I think we are on the show now. I see that I had a caller come in and the host was on. I was getting ready to call him on again, but it seems as though he has dropped, so I do hope that he will come back. I don't know what's with that. We did have some more guests on, but we couldn't get it. I couldn't get through it all. So now that I'm through, I guess they became impatient. I can understand that. I probably would, too. So anyway, we'll keep the faith and just keep moving on, and then inshallah, the host will come back on again. All right. I believe he's here now. Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Can you hear me? All right. No, you can hear me. Yes, we, of course, lost someone. That's understandable. We would have technical problems. I did try to contact quite a few people personally and invite them. And there was some guests on. I did see one number on. I think it was 202. Anyway, are you still there? I see for some reason you're having problems coming through, I guess. It seems like even the host is having a problem today getting on. So, he has dropped again, or they might be dropping him. I really don't know what's going on here, people. We have a very, very interesting show. I'm going to try to bring. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes, I was talking to you when. I guess they're dropping you. I don't know what's going on today. I'm kind of thinking the main people are in the studio today. I forgot this is a holiday, and every holiday you know we have this problem getting on.
Right.
So I think that it's something. They usually, from working in television studios, they usually get extra people for the holiday, and they don't know what they're really doing. They're filling their way through, and it appears like this might be what's going on today. Because I'm just really getting on myself. And they wouldn't even let me in the studio. You couldn't get into the studio, you know. I couldn't even get into the studio. But at least everything's going well now. What will be, will be. So if we don't get any guests, we'll just move on with the show. Lots of time the guest comes on later, some guests. So we'll just see what a lot of us do today. Now, to those who might be out in or here sitting and waiting patiently, or who have just come in and are listening to the broadcast but don't want to come on the air, or even they might not be brought on. We don't know yet what's going on here today. On the holiday, we just unfortunately have problems getting on the air for you, the guests out there, to understand. And So this is one of those days. I see we do have another number, beautiful brother, who's also showing up. So we are just getting on here and getting started today. We're starting late, but we're going to go on anyway with the show. Today's, like, again, subject is, let me get it all the way in here. So if I can speak full time, you can say it part. Oh, just like running water purifies, righteous living purifies the believer's heart. Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet said to humankind, says, righteousness is good morality. Allah, the Almighty, says in his last book of Revelation, the Quran, that he loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. Also, Allah says he loves those who restrain themselves and do good and control themselves when they are angry. Very, very important. Very. And also, Prophet Muhammad says religion is sincerity. Sincerity. And I know we used to saying that, used to have a saying when I was young, that only the pure at heart shall see God. These moral principles are the foundation of Islamic life. Also, Allah says he only accepts good for Muslims. Allah does not accept your good and your evil deeds. And Allah says in the Quran over and over again that he guides not the wrongdoers. Being a Muslim will not protect you from your wrongdoings. Living a righteous life will earn you Allah's protection and help. Evil knows this. So when we Muslims start knowing and obeying Allah's will and the Holy Quran, we will get Allah's help from evil. We will get the help from Allah to change our evil ways and the evil ways of the world. Sounds beautiful, huh? Okay, something to think about. But anyway, this is what our discussion is going to be today, an exciting one on an exciting day. We know that for a lot of people, they are celebrating their so-called holiday, which they call Easter. And, of course, you know, we're supposed to believe in celebrate, but we respect others. We know that we won't get a lot of them probably on the show because they're going to be out celebrating their day. But we do have guests. And this is showing whoever's listening in the audience, because I did invite quite a few people myself. And Imam Shahid's been working hard inviting people. And we probably have quite a few listeners. Most people, especially us as African Americans, we don't like to speak too much in public. You know, we can talk among each other and never stop talking. But when it comes to expressing ourselves in public and talking seriously about our concerns and interests, we seem to have our lips glued for some reason. They just won't come open. So we might have quite a few sitting in the audience listening, but just don't want to comment. And we welcome you. Thank you for joining us. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. We apologize again for delay. There is nothing that we can do to control certain things. We know that all things are under the power and control of Allah, the Creator. If He wants something to happen, nothing can stop it. If He don't want something to happen, nothing can make it happen. So it's nobody's fault. It's the Creator testing our faith, testing our patience, and self-restraint, as the talk show is about. Now, I think I heard the co-host say, but I want to go over that because I don't think she said it the way that I said it, and that is I said running water purifies itself. The running water under the earth, it purifies itself. And when water is still, it's stagnant, I will raise up and you look at a pond and the water would be nasty. Even where people catch catfish at, the water is just still and nasty, dirty. But you go to lakes and where springs are running, I've been to Niagara Falls, and the running water, it purifies itself. So symbolically, in the human being's life, I'm going to stop right here and say the prayer first, because before we can start anything, prayer must began. We woke up this morning through prayer. We didn't even have to pray. Our own nature was in prayer, and our Creator woke us up this morning. So we're going to give him his praise before we go any further. We're going to say his praise in the Arabic. This is the first chapter of the Holy Quran. It's called Surah, a chapter. Surah in Arabic. And it's called Al-Fatiha. So people will start off, and then we'll translate that in English and go from there. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ad-dallin. Amen. We just say it translated into English. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of all worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we alone seek for help and guidance. We ask of you, Allah, to show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom you have bestowed your grace and guidance, not of those who reject faith in you and who go astray from your straight path. Amen. So with that said, I'm a little hoarse. Bear with me, people, if you will. I just want to say that we live in a world that's immoral. Immorality, that is wrong conduct, is dominating the life of most Muslim, Christian, Jews, whatever you want to call yourself. We're living in a world of evil. And we are living in a world of evil simply because most people, they don't believe, beginning with the Muslim, most of them, they don't believe in the unseen. Most people believe that the things they see are real. Most Muslims, Christians, Jews, the three largest religions, if they were just doing what they were supposed to do, following Prophet Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon all of those prophets that were sent to them, then you would see a changed world. But you don't have a changed world because the world for human beings is not the material world. It's not your body either, your flesh. You got people calling themselves goddesses and women, and guys calling themselves gods. And you got people worshiping all types of false idols in the creation of Allah. But the Creator who created those idols can't help them. Allah have all power. Allah even say on the day of judgment when people say, that idol made me do this, I wouldn't have did it for not that idol. I was following that idol. Allah said, he's going to say, you have lied. You weren't following that idol. That idol couldn't speak to you. That idol couldn't talk to you. You was following yourself. So this is the key to our salvation in this world from evil and our salvation at the day of resurrection and judgment to go back home in our life eternal with our Creator Allah. We must get our morals together. We must clean ourselves. As the sister said, Allah says over and over again in the Quran, he said, I love those who keep themselves pure and clean. And I love those who turn to me constantly. Why do Allah love those who turn to him constantly? If we don't constantly stay in remembrance of Allah, that means that we are out of touch with good. Allah is all good. So when you stop remembering Allah, you stop remembering all good, and you become a total evil person and a jinn, an evil spirit. And all you do is spread evil and destruction on the planet. Allah said when we forget him, we forget our own souls. Almighty Allah also said when we forget him, we will fall to the lowest depths of moral degradation. We'll do anything. And we see this happening in the world today because most people choose to follow their own will, even like I say, most of the Muslims, they're getting killed all over the world. They're killing each other. Why? This is a way of life. Islam is not a way of death. So why are they killing each other? Why are they backbiting each other, slandering each other? Don't you know there's more than one form of death? We can kill each other with our tongue, backbiting each other, slandering each other, saying negative things about each other. Allah said, would you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? Symbolic, he's saying that you're killing that person when you're assassinating their character like that. You might as well be putting the gun to them and blowing their brains out and kill them. This is what Allah is saying. So he said, stay away from backbiting. Stay away from slander. He said, those are major sins, just like fornication and adultery and shirk. That's associating anything Allah created with Allah, the creator, as a partner to be worshipped. So we want you all to understand that Islam, Islam is a way of life, is the way of life that leads to perfection. It leads to good morality because our Creator is perfect and He's all good. So if you strive to follow His goodness, His perfection, in His perfect book, the Quran, and He gave us a perfect example in a man by the name of Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, prayers and peace be upon him. 1,400 years ago, the world was just like it is now. Most of the people in the world was in complete spiritual darkness. They had forgot their Creator, and they was following their own evil and wicked ways, and they brought destruction on themselves as the people are bringing destruction on themselves today. And the world didn't change until Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, started teaching La ilaha illallah. He taught La ilaha illallah more than he did in his mission. Why? Because until you can get people to understand that we have one Creator, one Supreme Creator, and we are one people because He's one Creator and He created us to be one. He made us different. He said that we might get to know each other, not to despise or reject and hate each other. So the differences are good. If we were all the same, there would be no need to get to know each other. We would already know each other. Also, Allah say in my conclusion at this time, He says if He wanted to, He could have created a world of perfect human beings. He said, but if He'd have created a world of perfect human beings, He would have destroyed that world immediately and created a world of imperfect human beings. Why am I saying this, people? You don't have to be perfect to live a righteous life. A lot of people think that, beginning with religious people and other people, this is a majority of people, they think living a righteous life means you're going to be bored. You ain't going to have no fun. I ain't going to be able to do what things that's going to make me feel good. See, that's the problem right there with most people. Feelings. Emotions. What caused our father, Adam and Eve, and mother, Adam and Eve, to fall from the grace of Allah and begin to lose their spiritual life in heaven in the beginning when He created them was they began to listen at Satan because they took their focus off Allah, and he began to make them build up their ego, make them feel good about themselves, and make them feel like they had some power when they took their focus off their Creator, coming to them every day, teaching them, and He only instructed them not to do one thing. Don't eat of this tree, which symbolically represents good and evil knowledge. He said, don't take in that knowledge. That was the knowledge of the devil, Satan. He said, because today you take that knowledge into your spirit. You will surely die into your life. You will surely die. And that death was a spiritual death, as it's a spiritual death today, while we're down here on the planet Earth, the descendants of Adam and Eve. We all human beings are. So we hope that you are understanding us and following us. the only way we can change this world, somebody said a couple of weeks ago, we got to participate in the political process. Politics ain't never brought the world back from evil to good. Never. Study history. It was the righteous messengers and prophets Allah sent to the politicians. The righteous people he sent to the politicians. And with his power to bring about the change. And most of the time, not most, all of the time, he said the politicians, like the government today, they would not let the people go free. They will not treat the people with freedom, justice, and equality, equal with them. They had the people worshiping them as they know they was a god, the governments of the world. All governments. It's no different today. The governments of the world think they're gods. It's only a few people in the governments controlling all the people in the world, and now they have a plan. They call it population control to destroy all the human beings on the planet Earth. Now, is that a human being doing that, or is that the jinn, or the evil Satan working through them? That's the evil Satan working through them. So if you want to free yourself and you want to really live and have life, the only way you can have life is you have to submit your will, people, individual, human being, to the will of your creator, and then and only then will you come into your real spiritual life. You know, and, you know, Prophet Esau, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, said the kingdom of Allah, your creator, is inside of us. So the world of the human being is not the material world. It's the world of your thinking, the world of your soul and your heart, being connected always in the remembrance of the goodness and righteousness of your creator, and strive always for his perfection. He says, seek his knowledge from the cradle to the grave. He said, the ink of a scholar is more precious than the blood of a martyr. Meaning this, you may die fighting in the work or the cause of Allah or the creator, but you go, your works are done. But if you are left around here by the Creator because you're seeking his knowledge constantly and sharing his knowledge with people to change this world, and his knowledge will change this world if you are implementing it. So you know the Muslims, the Christians, and Jews, religious people, are not implementing the knowledge of the truth that their prophets brought to them, because their prophets brought the Quran to them. All the knowledge in the Quran was brought to all sent to all the prophets and messengers. So people, you need to stop playing, especially Muslims, playing games with faith and with religion, thinking that, you know, you can have, indulge into your own false, ungodly desires, and at the same time, you can live a righteous life. That's not possible. That's just like trying to mix water with oil. When you do that, immediately they separate. So good don't mix with evil. When you try to mix good with evil, you become all evil, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and other people. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Wa alaikum assalam. Yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And today, a beautiful discussion on just like running water purifies righteous living purifies the believer's heart. Yes, people. It's our living. It's the reason for all the problems, the way we're living. And it's such a simple thing. As the member, Shaheed Shabazz has said, it's all about the mind. The mind, the thinking of the mind, the spirit of the soul, they all will have to be connected together in righteousness. And that stuff will change the whole world overnight. But most people don't want, as we can see, to be righteous. And we were talking about the leadership. If the head's not right, you can't expect the rest of the body to be right. All right.
That's right.
And look at the head of the government today. And I'm saying this because one of the heads, which was a congressman, I believe it was, in the House of Representatives, a Republican, said that the only way that we can save our economy here in America is to have bloodshed. Now, who would say something like that? You know what that means. The only way we can save our economy, he said yesterday, is to have bloodshed, people. And then you look at the papers, the headlines today, over in Sri Lanka, someone has gone up and shot up a whole lot of churches. Over 200 people have been killed so far, shooting up in churches over there. This world has gone mad with evil, huh? They say too much evil destroys itself, as Imam Shahi Shabazz said. People, can't we see what's happening in the world today? Huh? We've never seen it like this before. So we need to wake up. We need to wake up and find out what it is, because it's not to blame who's doing it. Unless we're doing something to help change the situation, we're just as much to blame. We're all in it together. So what are you doing to make things better? Instead of pointing the finger and saying, somebody over there, over here, and making up this all bad for us. No. As long as you sit and do nothing, as long as you say nothing, then all you can do is to turn your head and go away and try to play games and socialize to forget about it. Then you are a part of the problem, too. And I want to thank you now, Shabazz, for his bringing some powerful discussions for us to think about. And not just think about, also act upon. We have here a brother who we just love to contribute for us to come on. And my brother, one who's been here for a while now, and that's Brother Abdul Kareem. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How's my brother and my sister doing?
Very well, and we pray Allah is blessing you and your family and the community to be doing well at this time too, Brother Imam.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I'm doing well. The family's doing well. Thank Allah. And I'm, you know, glad to be a part of the show this morning. You know, it's so interesting to know. It's so interesting and beneficial for us to know, as striving, struggling believers, you know, in Allah, in God, that we have a lot of growing to do, you know. And when I listen to the opening and how you started, you know, it just reminds me. I mean, we just have so much growing to do. We never have reached it. We never have reached. Okay, I'm as Muslim as I'm going to be, or I'm as much of a believer as I'm going to be, or I'm as close to God as I need to be. I'm ready for paradise, you know. It's a constant struggle. It's constant work. It's constant effort on our part to get to know our Lord, to get to know our Lord. In any business, if you have a business, if your business is sitting still, you're going backwards. If your business is sitting still, you're going backwards. If you're not growing your business or trying to, and it's the same with the knowledge of our Lord. If we're not trying to learn more, trying to be better at our behavior, trying to be better in certain circumstances, then we're going backwards, you know. And it's and as a Muslim, when I listen to other Muslims, remind me of my responsibility to my Creator who gave me this air that I'm breathing, the water that I'm drinking, the beautiful children that I have, the car that I might be driving, the roof that I have over my head, the food that I'm eating. When I listen to a Muslim tell me that, it reminds me how much work I should be doing. You know, I pray five times a day by Allah's mercy, but how do I know I'm praying the best I can? I could always try to pray better. And if I'm not praying five times a day, I know I need to at least pray five times a day. So I have work to do. And I love knowing that I have work to do, and I'm among people who also have work to do, so I could help them and they could help me. And, you know, just alhamdulillah, it's beautiful listening to the show. I haven't been on in a show or two just because of circumstances, and I'm glad that Allah blessed me to come on to the show today and, you know, and try to share and try to learn and share and learn and learn and share and go back and forth so that I can continue, inshallah, God willing. That's what inshallah means, God willing, to to grow in a direction that's closer to Allah and not closer to the shaitan, right? Because the shaitan has the whole streets at his disposal to try to get me to come closer to it, you know. And Allah owns everything, but you have to work to get closer to Allah. You don't have to do any work to get closer to the shaitan. You could just close your books and go to the next party. go swing your shirt over your head and run down the street half naked if you want. You'll be as close to the shaitan as you need to be. You could just follow the streets right to the hellfire. Or you could take what's said in Quran as the steep path, the harder, the more difficult path, and try to get closer to your Lord. You know, knowledge of your Lord is not going to just be the easy path all the time. I mean, Allah makes things easy for you, but you should work. Like anything you want to be successful at, anything that's worth getting, you're going to work for it. You're going to put forth some
effort.
You better believe it. You don't just sit. If you want to make money to feed yourself and feed your family, you don't just sit in bed all day. You get up every day and you do some work. You do something to put some food on the table. If you're sitting in the bed waiting there like a lazy person all day and both your arms and both your legs work, that God gave you both those arms and both those legs, and you just sitting in the bed waiting for somebody to hand you something, you're not going to get anything. You're in bad shape.
That's right.
And
that's correct.
This religion is set up so that we have to put an effort towards it. And the effort that you put in, everybody needs a break. I mean, our body's got rights on us. Sometimes we need to slow it down or settle down. But we need to know our Lord has the rights on us, the most important rights on us, the most valuable rights on us, the rights that after this 60, 70, 80 years that we live on this earth, he's going to sustain us forever. And it's hard to think about that when these little 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 years that you live, 100 years that you live on this earth, shaitan try to make that seem like the most important. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to your retirement. Allah is paying for your retirement if you plan correctly in this life. If you plan correctly in this life, Allah has your retirement straight on a much higher level than you live in here, and that's going to take some work, some effort. It's going to take some knowledge of your deen, and that type of knowledge of your deen you have to work for. If it means listening to shows like this, reading for yourself, being around people who are also interested in pleasing their Lord, that's what you have to do. That's what we have to do. Because our salvation depends on us pleasing our Lord, we need to make sure we're doing that correctly. We can't just do it by the seat of our pants. And that's why I appreciate you, brother, and I appreciate the show, inshallah. And I look forward to contributing some more, you know, a little bit later after you share some more. So shukran, brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, brother, and F1. Thank you. So if we have another guest, co-host, you can bring them on if you want to.
All right, yes, we do. Our beautiful brother here from Durham, North Carolina, and you know who that is, Brother Larry.
Wa alaikum as-salam.
I really appreciate you, the introduction, the greeting. I'm just tuning in late, but it's always a pleasure to hear you all's voice, and you know, I appreciate the effort of work that you all put in to try to get the word out and to try to introduce listeners to, you know, the way of life, the righteous way of life. So I'm just tuning in to hear. And there again, I know it's a bit late. I don't even know what the topic was, but nevertheless, I just wanted to get on and give my greetings this morning. We know it's called what we call Easter Sunday. However, that doesn't weigh the point that that's, you know, why I'm calling, or that's why you know, everybody is up and going at it this morning. But nevertheless, whatever, you know, can get people up and going and turn to the direction of Allah, then it is what it is. So that's just my greetings today. So I want to thank you all for listening and giving me a chance to give my greetings to the audience and you all this morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. We thank you, Brother Larry, and you always know that you're part of, the, as you call it, the radio family, the Dawah family. The Dawah means that the spreading of Allah's truth. I was reading in the Quran last night about Allah say, through his creation, he reminds us through his sign. Through the sun, he reminds us of him. Through the moon, through the rain that he bring down and bring life to a dead earth and bring food out of earth. He said all of these are signs and reminders. And he said just like he got reminders in all this creation, the human being is supposed to be a reminder of Allah when you see them, not when you hear them. And Prophet Muhammad said, prayers and peace be upon him, when you see a true mu'min, not Muslim, mu'min means believer. It's a difference. He said, when you see a true mu'min like myself, he said, they remind you of Allah automatically. And here lately, oh, it's been overwhelming. Allah been reminding people of me every which way I go, especially Caucasian people. I mean, it's just, it's a blessing. So the whole concept of what we are talking about, Brother Larry, you know, Holloway, is this. I know you, I believe you know that running water purifies itself. You're a country boy like me. Running spring water purifies itself. But if you let water sit and they can't run like you catching catfish, that water is polluted. It's stagnant. It's just sitting. And then it collects all kinds of corruption. So we were saying that symbolically, that if you ain't practicing your faith in your creator, no matter what you call your religion, then therefore, you don't get no reward. You don't get no spiritual benefit, which is the only benefit we can get in this world. You can gain this whole world of material things, but if you ain't gaining spiritual benefit, you've gained nothing. Because Allah say all that's with us in this world gonna pass away and we gonna die. But Allah say in the Quran, all that's with him gonna what? Last forever. Forever.
Yes. Yes.
So I'll stop right there and let somebody comment. You or somebody.
Yeah, let me get it by the top of my mind. And I appreciate you you saying about the reminder. I appreciate you sharing that with me. You know, I've given you the name. I adopted the name that Allah put on my heart for you as a reminder. You know, so that fits right in as what you were saying just a minute ago. And as you were saying about the running water, yeah, because, you know, running water is symbolically of the human and the human spirit and all. Because if you put whatever you put water into, it forms the shape of that whatever it's in. You know, you put it into a round container, it becomes round.
That's right.
You put it into a square container, it becomes square.
Yes.
So, you know, as you say, running water purifies that because it's running all the time. And so,
that's right.
Water, so, yeah. So, great message there in reference to what you were just talking about. But that reminder, yes, you are certainly the reminder, Brother Imam Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Walaikum salam.
And then again, good to hear from Sister Isla and Brother Imam. Good to hear you as well. Hadn't heard you in a few weeks. So it's good to hear from you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Walaikum salam. Thank you, Brother Larry.
Sir, it's a blessing to hear from you, my brother, and have you with us today.
Yes.
All right, brother. Let's see if Imam Abdul Kareem wants to speak or have another word to say. I was just having me Quran, studying Quran, and I was just going to say that what we have to realize is that we're all here for a purpose, for that purpose is a good purpose. And in the Quran, we have here an ayat that says, in Surah Al-Baqarah, I believe, that to each is a goal. To each of us, Allah has given a goal. Just think about it. We have a purpose here. We have a goal. A goal that Allah has given to us, okay, to which Allah turns him. To each is a goal to which Allah turns him. Then strive together as in a race towards all that is good, wherever you are. He didn't say Muslims, it's wherever you are. Work together towards all that is good. And Allah will bring you together, for Allah has power over all things. Yes, so if we just work for the good, it's going to eventually come out with everything being what? Good. We're going to connect. It's all going to show in the end like a big flower and blossom, a flower blossoming all over the earth in goodness. From whosoever thou startest forth, turn thy face in the direction of the sacred mosque. That is indeed the truth from thy Lord. And the law is not unmindful of what ye do. Yes, always begin with what? Always begin the day with what? It's prayer to Allah. And we were taught this even as Christians, that we should never walk out the house without waking up in the morning and saying a prayer. And saying a prayer at night. They didn't pray five times a day, but they believed in a prayer in the morning and a prayer at night. But most nowadays don't have time to even think about prayer. And this is what's creating the problem. We have turned from the good to the evil, to try to satisfy ourselves in evil instead of in good. All right. Imam Abdul Kareem, do you have anything to say?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah. I didn't know my mic was still on, but alhamdulillah. There is something that I wanted to share, inshallah, about the three fundamental principles that go right in line with what we've been discussing. And it's for everybody to know, especially if they want to be closer to their Lord. They want to just become a believer. They want to just become a Muslim, or if they want to rise to a believer, a mu'min, or if they want to rise to that level of ihsan where they can pray as if they know their Lord is watching them, or as if they could see their Lord, you know, that those higher levels of worship. And those fundamentals is you need to know who is your Lord. We need to know who our Lord is so that we're not just worshiping anything. I mean, it's, you know, the Brother Larry mentioned that this is Easter, and, you know, for our Christian brothers, and you know, our Jewish brothers celebrate, I think, Passover, maybe a day or so ago, and, you know, it's important for every religion, everybody to know who is your Lord, the creator of the moon, the sun, the stars, the earth, everything on the planet, your Lord created. No matter what, if you're worshiping anything other than your Lord, just know that he created that thing. So you should just worship your Lord. And then we need to have knowledge of our religion. And for us as Muslims, it's submitting to the creator is our deen. That's our religion, submitting to our creator. So we need to know, what is submitting to our creator? And what's our proof? You know, so we're not just pulling something out of our hat and saying that Allah likes this thing. You know, what's your proof? You know, if you want to celebrate today as a holiday, what's your proof of that? You should have some proof. It shouldn't just be you seen it on CNN or you seen it on the news or some guy told you. You should be able to get some proof that your Lord is pleased with this behavior, you know. And of course, who is your messenger? Where did you get this information? Because human beings aren't going to sit here and have a dream and say God spoke to them unless they're a messenger of God. You know, you're not going to just sit here and have a dream and say, okay, I got some new rules. Let's you know, all pull out banjos and guitars or pianos or whatever it is and play them because our Lord loves this. I had a dream last night. You need more proof than that. You know, messengers, we have messengers. God sent us messengers with the rule book, right? I bought a DVD player. No, not a DVD player. Phone. For my phone, I bought a headset that had Bluetooth, and it had this little thick manual of things to read on how to use it, and then it had a quick start page that said, okay, this is how you turn it on, this is how you sync it to your phone, and this is the button you press to talk, and this is the button you press to turn it off. And I followed those instructions, and Allah didn't put us here. Our Lord didn't put us here without some instructions, without some guidance on what we need to do. So we need to know who our messengers are so that we could follow their guidance. I didn't open the headset and read the instruction manual for the refrigerator and figure out how to work the headset. It didn't work like that. I didn't try to turn on my headset and open the owner's manual for my car and say, oh, well, it should work this way. No, I turned on the owner's manual. I opened the owner's manual to the maker of the headset so I could figure out how to work the headset. So we need to know who our Lord sent to us with those instructions that we need to live by. He sent messengers. He didn't send every Tom, Dick, and Harry to change their religion this way or that way or this way or that way. So if we know who our Lord is and we have knowledge of our religion and we know who our messenger is, we follow those principles, we're still going to make mistakes, but we're going to be heading down the right path. I mean, we're human, so we're going to make mistakes, but we're going to be heading down the correct path. But if you don't know who your Lord is and you worship in the sun or you worship in the moon or you worship in whatever, who you think is God's son or, you know, anything that you have, you know, in your mind as to worship besides God, then you better have some proof. You better verify who your Lord is. And if you have a religion, you need to have knowledge of that religion. Does your religion really say that? Or did just that imam say that? Or did just that person say that? Because if it's just a person or something that's trying to represent the religion and telling you to do something, they need to have proof. So you can't just go by. You need to know what your religion is and who is your messenger. Because your messenger overrides anything that we say on this broadcast, radio station, anything that your neighbor says. If he doesn't have proof from his messenger, then he might just be whistling in the wind, right? So you need to know who your messenger is to make sure that the guidance goes back to the teachings of your messenger. And if that messenger is Jesus or Moses or the Prophet Muhammad himself, you should be able to verify that the information you're getting is correct. So I just wanted to say that these three things, I think, line up perfectly with the discussion, because if you want to purify yourself, like you said, running water, purifying yourself, running water is going to purify itself. That means we constantly learning. I don't just say I have enough knowledge and I just sit still and say I know everything I need to know. I don't need to listen to anybody else. I don't need to read any more books. I don't need to get any better at praying, worshiping my Lord, because I've reached the pinnacle of my worship to my Lord. That's when you're just sitting in stagnant water, and that stagnant water is going to choke you to death. All right? This real world that we're living in is fluid. The technology that we have today, we're going to have a whole new technology 10 years from now. Okay? We weren't able to have this same podcast 30 years ago that we're having right now without some big studio and everybody being in the studio with microphones and headphones. Now we can do it all from our own privacy of our own homes. So that technology changes. Your religion is not going to change, but the rules and how you practice every day, the media may change. Those little things, and you need to be close to your religion and have knowledgeable people around you so that you don't make simple mistakes that displease your Lord. And that's all that I'm after, is enjoying my life and making sure that I don't displease my Lord. Because if I'm pleasing my Lord, I'm on the right path. And if what I'm doing is pleasing everybody else on the planet, everybody else around me, and displeasing my Lord, I'm on the wrong path. No matter how much money it gets me, no matter how much fame it gets me, no matter what, if it's displeasing my Lord and putting a whole bunch of success and money in this dunya in my pocket, I am a failure. And that's what I need to avoid. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, Brother Imam. If it's time for me to speak, I want to address something, some things that you said, some concerns.
Sure.
One of those things I want to address is that Allah has blessed me to dissect this English language and see all the corruption in it. So you can rest assured that He's blessed me to understand all the Arabic in the Quran, because it's al-haq, it's clear truth. And He's revealed it. He revealed it on Prophet Muhammad's heart. Not his mind, but his heart. Prayers and peace be upon him. So when you said owner's manual, Allah revealed to me that He's the owner of the heavens and the earth. And in order to manage your life, He give you what? He give your owner's manual to manage your life. So it's and the Quran is the book. You follow, not just, you can't follow any of those prophets that you just mentioned unless you follow the Quran. Because Allah says in the Quran, He confirmed all of those messengers and prophets' revelations He sent them to the people with in the Holy Quran through Prophet Muhammad. And He confirmed them, and all the other prophets and messengers, Allah, He didn't send them to the whole world. But when He sent His words, why did He say Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet? Because He was saying, I'm not sending you no more revelation. All of your revelation for whoever you are as a human being is in this book, Quran. And you got more people getting the Quran today than ever before, since the evil ones are trying to turn people away from Islam, killing up Muslims and influencing Muslims to kill each other. In spite of all of this, Allah is still spreading this deen, spreading this way of life that He created and perfected al-Islam, and He's drawing people into Islam, and they seeking Islam. You'll be surprised. You got more people, I believe, and I believe it to be a fact because I'm out in the public with the people all the time, all over this country. And you got more people acknowledging, respecting Islam than you do Muslims respecting Islam, just in America. You can't tell a Muslim, a lot of Muslims think because they go through rituals. This is ayat in the Quran called Surah Al-Baqarah and ayat where the sister spoke of that Allah said, it is not righteousness that you turn your head towards the east or the west. And what is he saying? He's saying it is not righteousness that you go through rituals, but it is righteousness that you believe in Allah in the last day and you live a good life, you give in charity. He go on and express that you got to live a good life, a righteous life, in order to be righteous. And he said, I give you clothes, all people, to cover your nakedness, your shame. But he said the best clothes is righteousness. So the emphasis on this program today is on right, good morality. Prophet Muhammad said righteousness is good morality. And only good morality will bring people back to that, to what their messengers taught and their prophets taught. And all of that is in, not all of that, but all of the truth, al-haq, the truth of all of them prophets and messengers from Adam down to the last prophet Muhammad is in the Holy Quran.
You have 2 minutes.
Okay, with those 2 minutes, you know, we want to say a prayer, inshallah. First of all, we want to say, Allah, we thank you for blessing us to rise up this morning, not for Easter Sunday, for another day that you've given us to get our life in accord with your will in the Quran and in accord with the sunnah, the life example of your last prophet who represents the best in all humankind, the best in moral conduct. And we pray to you, Allah, that you will bless us to go into this beautiful month of Ramadan, which is better than 1,000 months, with the fear that this is going to be our last Ramadan and we're not going to see another Ramadan. Live this way with that type of fear, as the Brother Imam said earlier. Live. We pray that you will bless us and that take it back to others and let them know that even though you don't see your Creator, He sees you. And you should worship Him like as if though you see Him watching you all the time, because He do, but though you know you don't see Him, worship Him like you do see Him, and you will have what's called true iman and true isan, true faith, and true God consciousness. Our peace be upon you all. Thank you for coming and participating and helping us to spread the message of our Creator, everyone's Creator. Allah means all in all. His will is all in all. And what is His will all in all? His will is good all in all. I told somebody today, I shared with him not long ago.
About you, and that something told us the time.